I said, the biggest thing I held back on, stepping out in full time, I prayed about it for a year. God dealt with me. Finally, I felt like I was going to bust. I tried to make everything perfect, but it wasn't going to be perfect. But finally, God just said, if you'll just trust me, Mike, and I've always lived by faith, but I tell you, I'm really living by faith now. But I know God's not a failure. And what He's done for my elders, He never changes. He'll do for me. I said, Brother Moore, I said, I've got 195,000 miles on that van. When I bought it, we was powering it at little bitty Pentecostal church. We had 65,000 miles on it when we bought it. It was 2 years old in 1993. But we have used it for the glory of God. We've hauled people to church in it. When we just had that little bitty storefront, they didn't have no way to church. I said, God, I'll pick them up. We've had as many as 16 people in there. Brother Valentine, taking them to church. It's been for the glory of God. We're still using it for the glory of God. I may have a 500,000 miles on before I sell it. I went to prayer last night. I said, God, I'm trying to figure you out. You may make me want to put a 500,000 miles on that van just for your glory. I'm not ashamed to tell the stories, Mike. I was working. Got laid off. That's a bad situation. It's a lot worse when you're renting a house off your brother-in-law and the rent's coming due. I didn't go and tell him nothing. Didn't tell nobody nothing. But I went to God about it. I've told it again. And I'll tell it 100 times more. Some people, when God moves on you and answers your prayer, you'll never stand up. I've stood right up there and watched and said, God, are they ever going to stand up and thank you? I know you met a need of them. They had me praying about it, but you never praised God for it. I had God all figured out. I was going to ask for a little bit of extension, pay a late fee, but God was ready to work something else out, Brother Valentine. Got down to pray, asked God to help me. I'm talking about just increasing my faith every day. Some of you all been living by faith for a long time. I've always lived by faith, but had a paycheck coming regular too. Oh, glory to God. God knew where to put me. We're staying in a Sunday school room down there in room number 7. You can just guess what's on the wall. There's a big poster. It said, God didn't say He would meet half your needs, a part of your needs, or even your wants. But my God just will supply all your needs. I said, I wake up every morning to that during this revival. Little by little, God's increasing my faith. I don't understand everything. But when God moves, I am glad to say God moved. Got down to pray at a visiting church. Had my suit coat on, praying in the altar. I started feeding so much on that spiritual food, I forgot about what I was having trouble with. And I started feeling God blessing me. Right during that time, somebody slipped something in my coat pocket. I prayed as long as I could till I started getting so overwhelmed with wanting to find out curiosity what's in there. Went to the back of the church, got out my whatever they put in there was a wad of money. Started counting out. I need exactly amount of money. Started counting out. I didn't count out 234. I didn't count out 236. I counted out $235. That's what I need to pay the rent. I went right to him, Brother Morgan. I said, there you go, brother. I gave God the glory for it. And I'm still giving God the glory for it. I don't want to see my mother die. There's a lot of people that would go out there and buy a pair of shoes. I had other needs. But I said, God, I need my rent paid. And God heard me pray that. I didn't tell nobody else. I told God. And I felt my faith just getting a little bit more stronger. Like my elders. Like my elders. They prayed for people when they were sick in the hills of Kentucky because they couldn't run them to the doctor. My dad is not saved, and he's a worry wart. Brother Collins knows him. I'm telling you, he's a Democrat. If he pats me 3 times on the shoulder, he'll pat Mark 3 times on the shoulder. And then he'll find my sister and pat her 3 times. He treats us all fair. But he always does this. checking for a fever, checking if anybody's hot, always worrying. I said, I heard him talking to a pessimist one time on the radio. They was making a joke out of it. I was traveling. They asked that pessimist, said, how you doing? He said, I'm doing pretty good right now. But said, you know, there's a lot of sickness going around. There's a lot of sickness. It's just all who you talk to. It's just all who you're listening to. Somebody told me, said, Micah, you're not too sociable. There's sometimes I get to get alone with God. I don't want to tell you all my troubles. I don't want to weigh you down. But I'm getting my faith increased. Little by little, Brother Ronnie, because I'm loving God. Here's a, and then God answers. I'll turn it over to Brother Collins after this. Oh, come on. Thank God I got to come home. I'm glad I listened to my pastor, though, and preached for Brother Crane. He took me to the jail service. Got to preach to those boys behind the bar, Brother Valentine. I didn't think I was saying that much. When we got done, they was crying. Oh, God. One grabbed my hand, tears as I said, I needed that. Ain't that worth it all? There's some people that are looking for God. They're looking for a little bit of hope. And this morning, this afternoon, we've got it. It's faith. It's faith in the Lord we can't see. I never have seen His face, but I know He's real because I prayed prayers only God knew, and then God's answered just to prove to me He's on the throne. 2.5 years ago, we went to my sister-in-law's. I'm sorry, we went to my mother-in-law's for a Christmas dinner. It was Christmas Eve. I had to go to my mother-in-law's, had to stop by my Grandma Ferguson's, then had to come on to church because Brother Collins don't cancel service. I rushed in there. My fishing and hunting buddy Vince hadn't been saved too long. Norma's sister's husband. He came in holding his back and walked past me. I said, what's wrong, Vince? I know you highway people's heard this. He said, something's wrong. He said, it gets getting worse and worse. They helped him on back to the back, and I tell you, I wasn't too spiritual. I forgot about him. They started passing the food out. Talking to Norma's brother, she's the youngest of 12 kids. Most of her family ain't saved. You got to weigh every word that you say, Brother Valentine. They put you uneasy anyway. They got down there. I was trying to watch every word I said. Her brothers live all over the country. One of them's a forest ranger. He all over. He just came in from out of California. And we was talking to him. He's telling me everything. But he's one of these guys don't believe in hell. And you don't want to start talking to him about religion because he'll have you way out there in left field where he's got some revelations because he's ate too much and had a few dreams. I'm talking, the guy's off. But you know what? I'm trying to watch my words and every word, weighing them out. Here come Reba. I want you to pray for Vince. I thought, oh God, I don't even feel spiritual. Called me back here. Went back here and prayed once. Nothing happened. Had all that ungodly family gathered around us. His wife's crying, said, we're going to have to call the doctor. I said, let's pray again, prayed again. Nothing happened. But I'd had my elders testify to me how, Mama, how Grammy and Pappy prayed, how God healed. Hey, He's the same yesterday as He was today, Mama. What He done in your generation, He'll do in my generation. It ain't my fault that most of my generations turned their back on God. I'm still looking towards Him. I'm still trusting Him. I still want Him to move for me. I got a little braving. I don't hardly ever do that. I'm kind of backward. I don't want to be seen until I start to feel in the Lord. Then I just care less. You can sit there if you want to. I'm going to have church. I said, I want everybody out of here. Except for me and Norma, Russell and Tanya Cheek, and his wife Reba stood outside the door crying. Started praying the third time. Holy Ghost started falling. I didn't say a little simple prayer like, God, I know You're a healer. Spirit of prayer come on me. And I, out of the, my back. Oh, glory to God, way down deep. I just started rushing out, Brother Andy. I started asking God to move for my brother-in-law. I wasn't in pain, but I tell you, I got under a burden for him. I said, God, You said You're a healer. I know You're a healer. I know what You've done for my grandma and them. They've asked me. They're looking for God in me. They're wanting to say, Dear God, real. Then let us prove it. I said, God, it ain't nothing I'll do, but could You take time out and hear my prayer? Got to praying. Got to speaking in tongues, got to getting loud. My little girl Rebecca was out there with the family. She said, Daddy, you can hear you speaking in tongues all over the house. People start dropping their plates. hush their filthy talk up. They started dropping their heads. It wasn't nothing we done. God came by. God came by on a Christmas Eve in my mother-in-law's house in a little bitty bedroom. God came by. Had one of the best church services I've ever been in my life. Right there in my mother-in-law's bedroom. God wasn't done yet. We all started shouting. All of a sudden, I don't know what happened. Something rolled over in Vince's back and went back into place. He shouted to his feet, healed by the power of God. Glory to God. Walked out of that bedroom. Got himself something to eat. I couldn't go out and eat. I had to stay back here and pray. I said, God, I wish I'd prayed like that the first time. Humbled me. But can I tell you now, when I go to pray for somebody, Brother Valentine, I say, God, what you've done for Vince, you can do for whoever I'm praying for. He was crying. I said, Vince, he hadn't been saved long. I said, Vince, will you at least promise me this? Will you testify that God healed you? You knew they was calling the doctor. They was going to rush you somewhere to a hospital. God come down and healed you. You're able to walk fine now. You're able to eat. Would you at least testify about it? I told Russell Cheek, I said, tell it wherever you go. I couldn't wait to get to church that night. I said, Lord, if it's your will, when Brother Collins asked us to sing or do anything, I'm going to be ready. You better believe I was ready that night when they asked me. I said, I got a testimony. It was a Christmas Eve. There wasn't a big crowd. But I'm telling you, God blessed us that day. And I've been living on that faith ever since. And let me tell you, I'm not stopping there. I'm expecting God to do more. Lift your hands and praise the Lord. Brother Collins.